Welcome back to another episode of the Supporting Local with Karis podcast. I'm Karis Lunners, and today I spoke to Ceramics by Christina. Now, she does handmade porcelain decorations. They are so beautiful. And we spoke about how she has been working at markets, learning slip casting, and also working with other businesses, which is just so nice. Like, she'll do, for example, like soup dishes and kind of custom things for businesses, so it's not just her normal bits and bobs. Now, everything is linked in the episode notes, so do go over, check them out, go and see all her beautiful houses and everything that we're talking about, and let's go chat to her.
It all started, well, about 3 years ago now, before lockdown and COVID hit. I was going to sign up for a ceramics course just as a hobby, but then COVID arrived and obviously it was all cancelled. So I bought 10 kilograms of clay, stole the rolling pin from the kitchen and started on the coffee table.
Oh, wow.
So I just made some flat decorations because I only had a rolling pin for, for my equipment, and really started from there. So I made quite a few designs, and the only design actually that I made multiples of were these little tiny houses with the year we stayed at home 2020 on them. And I approached a few shops, and a couple of shops took them in and dropped them off on Saturday morning. And by Saturday afternoon, they had all sold. So it was sort of the start of something which was obviously just a hobby. I wasn't really anticipating that it would be a business. And this is really how it started. So I started making a lot of these little houses during lockdown. This kept me quite busy, and sold them in a few shops and then on Instagram as well. And that was really the start. I really enjoyed working with clay. I didn't have any experience before, and so it was a lot of trial and error. There were a lot of mistakes, a lot of batches that had to go in the bin, but it was a great learning experience, and I really, really enjoyed it. And even better that people were really kind and everyone was giving really nice feedback as well. So it sort of spurred me on to continue with the ceramics hobby.
Amazing. So you started with your houses, which are absolutely beautiful. How long was it until you kind of branched into your Christmas decorations and other products?
I started off in 2020, and it took a couple of years to branch into decorations. I had my daughter, who's now 17 months old, so I put a little bit of a halt to ceramics and clay work. I thought I'd have loads of time when I was off on maternity leave, but that wasn't the case. So my first real market was in Saintfield in November 2022, and I've done quite a lot of market over that Christmas of 2022, and I've also recently done quite a few sort of Easter and summer markets.
Very exciting. So you just mentioned your beautiful little daughter is 17 months. So what would an average day look like for you then? Kind of how do you balance it? Is this full time for you, or is it still kind of a wee side hustle?
So yeah, I currently work full time. So my ceramics don't really get started until the evening time. So it's really just a hobby at the moment. So I try and do ceramics a couple of nights a week, but that doesn't all work out. Mostly it's all done in a rush. So it's just a hobby at the moment. I do in the evenings and really enjoy it. I've recently got a kiln in the back garden.
Amazing.
So right off, I didn't have one. So it was a lot of toing and froing to the local business to get the work fired. So I never thought I would have my own kiln and a tiny little kiln room in the back garden. So it's very handy whenever I make them in the evenings. When I have enough, then I can fire them in the kiln.
Oh, that's so handy. So with now having the kiln in your back garden, are you hoping to expand other products? Obviously, you kind of do the mostly flat ones. Do you ever want to maybe get a wheel or start like creating bigger products?
Yes, definitely. I would love to. So I started to branch into slip casting. At the start, I didn't really have very much experience, but over the years, I've just built up quite a lot of experience, all sort of self-taught. So maybe not necessarily the correct way to do it, but I do some slip casting, and at Christmas time I have some 3D baubles that I've sold at markets, and I would quite like to expand those into different designs and different shapes and things. And you never know, maybe potentially get a wheel at some point, but I think I've got enough on my plate with like flat decorations and then slip cast as well.
Oh, fantastic. Kind of speaking of their kind of plans for the future, do you have anything coming soon, like in the next year, that you can give us a little teaser for?
Yeah, so I'm working on quite a few new ventures at the moment. Doing my decorations, my miniature pictures. So the miniature pictures, I make hundreds of tiny little pieces, fire them in the kiln, them and create a picture frame to those. And I've obviously got my greetings cards. But in the future, I'm branching into jewellery. So amazing. Some ceramic necklaces, hoping to try some hair accessories, test them out my daughter. Obviously, as we've just spoken about there, and some 3D decorations, I'm using slip casting as well. So quite a lot of new things I would like to start with.
Very exciting. And I love that you can use your daughter almost as like a little model as well. So with your greeting cards, then do you work with like another business to create them, or do you fully create them all your own?
No, I fully create them all myself. So I make the little tiny porcelain pieces, and they're fired in the kiln a couple of times. So you have to fire them once. It's called a bisque firing. And then whenever they come out of the kiln, then you can colour them. So I colour them and then put them back into the kiln. So there's hundreds of tiny little pieces. And it's actually quite fun making up the cards. I print the cards myself, and then I stamp the back of them with my logo as well. So it's quite nice whenever you have all of these cards, like hundreds of cards, hundreds of tiny pieces of porcelain in all different designs. That's really nice, sort of making them up, just whatever you fancy. Put a little cat on one with a balloon, and then you sort of spy the dogs. Like, oh, maybe make some up with some dogs and things. So yeah, they're all made by myself, and then I package them all as well.
Oh, amazing. That's so, so nice. Would you ever want to do any collaborations with other local businesses? Do you know, is there anyone you would love to work with, or are you kind of focused on your own path? Because obviously this is like a very much in the evenings.
Yes, no, oh no, I would like to do collaborations. I've done a few things in the past. You know, I've made some soap dishes for a shop.
Amazing.
I've made decorations of a door, you know, as an image of their door for someone. And I've made some decorations to put into a food hamper. I suppose there's no official collaborations that I've done before, but I would definitely be open to doing any collaborations in the future.
Oh, exciting. And you mentioned there with the door. So do you do like custom orders as well?
Yes, I do. During lockdown, I was predominantly selling my ceramics on Instagram. So I had a lot of messages for people asking for specific names to be put onto different Christmas decorations, or even specific names to be put onto the little the year we stayed at home 2020 doors. So I would do quite a lot of personalized decorations. And I recently branched into making hundreds of tiny little alphabetical pieces. So if some of those have been shown in my craft fair, for example, I made a little sign for my daughter, just as an example. So I can make any personalized name up and put it in a frame, but I can also do them on decorations as well. So I'm hoping, I don't know if it's going to be possible or if I'll have time, but when I do other markets, I would quite like to be able to offer a personalization on the spot.
Oh, wow.
Would be making up a little tiny name to put into a frame, because obviously I've already made the porcelain pieces and they're all sitting in little boxes. So I would quite like to be able to do that, but then also can take personalized orders for cards as well. I would do that, you know, write specific names, happy birthday, and then a name or something. Lots to do.
Do you have any big dreams, like say 5 years in the future, like what is the big dream for the ceramics?
I never thought whenever I started that I would end up with a little kiln in my back garden. So that's even like an achievement, you know, in itself in those last few years. But in 5 to 10 years, I will hopefully be still experimenting with new designs. You never know, maybe try wheel throwing. Never done that before, so could potentially do that. And 5 to 10 years as well, hopefully I'll have another little mini ceramicist that'll be able to help have her own ideas of what she wants to make as well. But yeah, just hoping to do more of the same. I love selling in markets. It's lovely to meet everybody and chat to everybody whenever I see them in markets. So hopefully just continue to do that. Maybe sell in a few shops like I did previously. So that would be the hope for the future.
Oh, amazing. Are you in any shops at the moment?
Not at the moment, no. So I haven't got started with the shops again. I'm sort of focusing on, you know, doing the markets myself. Having the time to do it all. That's the difficulty at the moment. But hopefully in the future I'll be able to.
No, absolutely. And Christina, just to wrap up, if you had to pick, you can have a few because I know it's impossible to pick one person, but who would be some of your favourite local businesses?
Quite a lot of local businesses, but the ones I can mention, Claire Kennedy Maker. She makes amazing handmade wheel throw and pottery and beautiful cups. She's also amazing at helping me and guiding me along the journey whenever I was first first starting out, and her work is absolutely beautiful. Ted and Stitch, they were fantastic at making my daughter and I matching branded products for our markets.
Oh, so sweet.
We've got very cute little matching jumpers. And then also friends that I've made at markets, Simply N Jewelry. And Naomi makes absolutely beautiful silver jewelry, and it's just absolutely lovely. And we've become friends just from through selling at markets. So there's just a couple of the local businesses.
Oh, that's so lovely. I think it's so nice that at markets you kind of do get to meet people you wouldn't normally meet, and you can kind of create those connections.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's really, really lovely.
Isn't Christina so lovely? Now, she doesn't have a website, but I have linked her Instagram in the episode notes, so you can message her there to make personalized requests and order and everything like that. I love her little houses. I just think they are so cute, and so excited to spend our first Christmas in our own house so I can stock up on all her decorations. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, do go over, leave us a little rating or review wherever you listen, and I'll be back next week with a brand new episode.